Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, the Royal Rumble is finally in the next 24 hours, or it's this evening, if you're watching Ups and Downs today. So you know what we have to do, the Royal Rumble dance. Please join in with me. 3, 2, 1. What are we doing? It also means that WWE has now had their official go-home show for the Double R. Shouldn't have said that, because SmackDown is in the books once again. It's just a fun roller coaster ride. Let's take the finger of power and give the good bits an up and the bad bits a down. And you know that doesn't make any sense. So the start to SmackDown was hilarious. We saw the Usos and Solo Sikoa arriving in a car when Sami Zayn snuck up in a hood. Brilliant. Jey Uso freaked out, reminded him, no, Roman Reigns told you not to be here. And the whole time, Sami Zayn, when the hood was up, was like, nobody knows it's me. And then when he pulled it out, was like, ha ha, can you believe it? And he also told Jey, I understand.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Damn what the tribal chief said, but I had to come and say thank you for everything you did to me on Raw. But seriously, can you imagine if this happened anywhere else? Hey Bill, how you doing? Oh yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Where did he go? Sammy also wanted to tell Jey that he now owes him a massive favor before he did scurry off. I was like, seriously, all Roman has to do is watch the show and he's gonna figure this out. As ever though, this totally rocked because it's just the little things. And I was so pumped to see what was going to happen throughout the evening. We were also kicking off with a proper match too, because it was Karrion Kross versus Rey Mysterio. When you think about it too, Rey has got to be one of the best wrestlers ever, because he keeps putting performance after performance in. And when it comes to Karrion, this may have been one of his best matches on SmackDown, because even though Mysterio came in 100 miles an hour and got a few moves in, eventually Kross went nope, and he started to hurl him around. I think he did forget this isn't Rey's first rodeo though, so when they did go to the outside, Mysterio took Karrion, he threw him into Rita the ring post, and then he hit that cool sunset flip powerbomb thingamajig. Always looks so damn good. Karrion did have an answer with this because he broke Rey's back using a backbreaker. It's kind of amazing that wasn't the end of the match. And when Mysterio tried to get back into this with a dive, Karrion caught him and slammed him onto the ring apron. Look at my shirt. It tells you everything. Scarlett was then trying to interfere because that's just what she does. But Rey Mysterio has had a plan for the last 20 years and he wasn't going to give up that today, which is basically, well, why don't I just spam the 619 over and over again till eventually it does something. Now, Karrion still looked like he had this down because he is bigger than Rey Mysterio. But when he went for a suplex, Mysterio's brain went through all the maneuvers and he came up with the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up, and he beat him. I was genuinely shocked by this. I didn't see it coming. I mean, Cross rarely loses too, but this absolutely tied in. And you have to imagine when we get to the Royal Rumble, we're going to get a part two to it. So it was all very well thought out. I enjoyed it. And it's getting an up. Also, bring down the board. There it is. The surprise roll-up counter. We're up to 12. That is a lot for 1 month. We then had more WrestleMania teasing on many very different levels. Because Austin Theory was out to cut a promo and he just cut all the John Cena catchphrases. If he wanted to go wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I know what my future holds. And he also told us that he's going to win the Royal Rumble. Can you imagine if that does happen? Don't go on Twitter. Amazingly, it was the New Day who were interrupted, which I didn't expect, but as ever, they are just the best. That, look, Austin, we know you're used to being on Raw, which is a 3-hour show, so you can just go on and on and on. This is SmackDown, we've only got 120 minutes. You best get on with it. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston also promised that they were going to win the Royal Rumble, so somebody is lying here, when The Miz then interrupted. What is going on? Now, as we know, The Miz can talk on the microphone for days, but something clearly happened to his brain during this, because he went to say something like, I've got a chip on my shoulder, but what came out was, I'm a guy who's got something on my shoulder. And look, everyone makes mistakes. I do it all the time, but go and look at the New Day's reaction to this. It was like giving candy to a baby. Miz also acted like he didn't really like Austin Theory, but eventually they did jump the New Day and they beat him up a little bit because they are a couple of Mother Hubbards. When Bobby Lashley's music hit, he came out, he beat everyone up. He's like, look, I'm still pissed off about what happened on Monday, and as Brock Lesnar isn't here, I'm just gonna have to take it out on everyone else. That is not a nice thing to do. You can't yell at Steve because Luke betrayed you. You have to go get mad at Luke. This is basically a massive red flag though, because of course, from nowhere, Brock Lesnar then came out of the crowd or something. He slipped in the ring. He hit Bob with an F5, which he loves to do, when he got on the microphone and basically said, I'm free, you're at the Royal Rumble, because he's Kermit the Frog. So now Brock is in the damn thing. So the star power just went up. The commentators also made sure to drop in there, oh my gosh, if Lesnar does win, he will tie Steve Austin's record of 3 Rumble wins. And they also talked a lot about Stone Cold on this show, so do with that what you will. But this was just so damn entertaining, and it was so damn fun. Like, it was like somebody took wrestling and injected it right into your face. But sometimes, you just need wrestling put into your face. Who the hell is writing this show up? And then, well, we've screwed up, haven't we? For it was Lacey Evans making her 762nd big return. Because we have done this over and over and over again. It's the law of diminishing returns. And nope, nobody cared. This isn't Lacey's fault. She's just been put in an impossibly difficult situation. Especially because this time, the big swerve is that she now does the Cobra Clutch. I mean, this is like Malibu Stacy in her new hat. Lacey was also facing Jasmine Allure, which I actually did think was very cool because she is pretty good and I've actually shared shows with her. So that was a cool thing to see. But you know the deal. It was just a squash. Evans hit the woman's right and then applied the Cobra Clutch. I suppose this is some kind of homage to Sergeant Slaughter. I don't know. I just don't really get why we can't just go back to the Southern Belle character and be done with it, because that was so much better. And afterwards, Lacey was all like, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble, because she's German. And she then told everyone to salute her. So I guess she's a heel. So I really do feel like we've screwed up here. And once again, Lacey Evans wasn't able to do anything about it. Down. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus promo after this, and they're no longer the Banger Bros, because apparently somebody in WWE Googled that. And I hope that story is true, because that's flubbing hilarious. They did their usual Big Brother thing where they just slapped each other going, well, I want you to win the Royal Rumble, and I want you to win the Royal Rumble. So again, we've got a couple of fibbers here. When they also said later on they're going to be in the SmackDown Tag Team Title Tournament, and they're going to win that too. This was also a lie. Before we did get to that though, we then did get this Cody Rhodes return video and oh my gosh, these are so good. This may actually have been the same one on Raw, but I don't know because somehow they hit me in my tum-tum every single time. There was also a news story going around yesterday that WWE opened their Royal Rumble shop down in Texas and Cody's merchandise sold out in basically minutes and they had to restock it. very excited about all this. He should be pushed to the moon. In fact, I'm giving it an up. But then, yeah, it was meant to be Sheamus and Drew McIntyre taking on Hit Row, but it never happened. Because as they were entering, they got jumped by the Viking Raiders, much like what happened a couple of weeks ago that kicked off this whole thing. And after Drew and Sheamus had chased them to the back, Adam Pearce came out and was like, well, yeah, Banger Bros have decided they ain't going to be in the tournament. I suppose because they were running around backstage trying to kill a couple of Vikings. They continued to get mad, though, because Pearce said he already had their replacements, and it was Braun Strowman and Ricochet. Now, this made no sense, because seconds before this, he told Hit Row, look, you can't go through. You have to earn the opportunity. And I was like, well, what did Rick and Braun do? Absolutely nothing. Now, the most important thing is that Top Dollar went online after this and acted like it was some kind of bald guy conspiracy. And I'm sorry, Mr. Dollar, but I take great umbrage with this fact, because as you can see, I am a hairless man. So now I am pleased that Michael Cole continues to remind us that you botched that dive a few weeks ago, which actually isn't true, because I don't like the word botch, and I think people should be allowed to make errors. But again, if you are going to come after people that have very sadly lost their hair, you don't get no love from me. It didn't really go that long either. And even though B-Fad kept going, distraction, distraction, using all my MP to cast distraction, eventually, Ricochet just hit a dive, Braun Strowman hit the monster bomb, and by the way, Braun got a massive pop when he got the hot tag. 1, 2, 3, little or larger going through to the final. Well, I did sit down and think about it, though. I do understand this, because McIntyre and Sheamus shouldn't be losing now. Once again, I hope they face each other at WrestleMania. But if they did win the tournament, and they took on the Usos, they probably would have to be defeated, so this makes much more sense. So actually, I'm totally cool with it. It was kind of a nice swerve, which kept you interested in the show. Kevin Owens then cutting a promo in the back, and he was all like, I'm going to make amends to what happened a couple of years ago when I faced Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. And before then, I'm going to take out every member of the bloodline. The Usos must have been listening to this from down the corridor, because they then walked into Charlotte, like, oh yeah, we're in the bloodline. What are you going to do about it? And just when it looked like they were about to fight, Adam Pearce and his goon squad were here, and they're like, everyone just break this up. Also, you, Jimmy and Jay, you gotta go home. This is when we got this fantastic tease, though, because as Jay was being pushed out, he got on the phone and he said to someone, oh, hey, dog, I'm gonna need that favor now. Now, obviously, this was Sami Zayn. Michael Cole said this has to be Sami Zayn, so instantly I was like, well, how is that gonna affect the main event? How is all of this so good? It also made me scream out loud, what happens now? Because I have very many problems. Which is when LA Knight came out and trolled everyone. This guy's on fire right now. Because back in the arena, all of a sudden the old school Wyatt family music started to play. The crowd absolutely lost it. When Knight came out dressed as the Eater of Worlds, and he had this lantern that was so small, I went, I giggled. It was really quite smart too, because of course Bray Wyatt has been going through his old gimmicks recently, so you would buy into this. And honestly, LA is just getting over like crazy now. He keeps doing his, oh, let me talk to you, and yeah, catchphrase, and everyone is starting to join in. So this feud has helped him no end. He also said that he was pleased that The Undertaker did chat to Bray on Raw, because whatever advice he did get in his ear, he better use at their Pitch Black match, but otherwise he doesn't stand a chance. But they just went crazy with these wink winks and nudges nudges, because Bray Wyatt did appear on the entranceway in his rocking chair, and he was all like, oh man, law, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, but again, come Saturday night, all the truth will be revealed. And then he basically spoke in riddles for the rest of this segment. Does know how to do it. Uncle Howdy also then appeared in the crowd, and again, all he seems to do is the Royal Rumble dance from earlier and wave at people like he's the king or the queen or something like that. And I understand that I'm repeating myself, but something big is clearly going to go down at the premium live event this evening. You can just feel it in your bones. And if we do it right, and if we make sure LA Knight gets something out the other end, we are going to create two stars here. I mean, Bray's already a star, but you take my point. So I like this, but it is time to pull the trigger, sound like a laser gun, I'm getting it up. And then we had the best match of the night. Because essentially Triple H took two teams that he was well aware of down in NXT, Legado del Fantasma and Imperium, and he went, right, remember what he used to do, just go do it out there. They totally smashed it. Ludwig Kaiser and Joaquin Wilde started, and Ludwig basically beat his arm up for a little while when Cruz del Toro tagged in, and he got his ass handed to him too. I mean, you can't get better of the ring generals, and even when Phantasma went for their double dives, Imperium were like, nope, and they just cut him down with clothesline. They then proceeded to suplex Wilde all over the place and just hit him to the floor as much as he could. But as that meant the temperature was rising, Legado del Fantasma knew what to do. and they utilised the hot tag. Del Toro went bonkers as well as he hit this missile dropkick, and I can only presume outside of the ring. Wilde took a Phoenix down, he recharged his meters, because then he was back and ready to go. They hit their simultaneous dives, and I shouted into the ether, 2023 wrestling. Toro also hit a top rope hurricanrana onto Giovanni Vinci when it felt like Imperium were reeling, especially when Wilde followed it up with a splash, and just when they were about to win, Kaiser broke it up. It then turned around massively because Vinci and Wilde were on the top rope, and Giovanni gave him a top rope press slam, which looked absolutely crazy, and he kind of fell so badly, I think he may have actually hurt his knee. Either that, or he was doing some good ass selling. It then led to the Imperium bomb, it led to the 1-2-3, Imperium are now going through to the finals, and they should actually win this tournament, and they should take on the Usos, because once again, that is going to be a damn good match. So this was just great, and the best way to get new teams over. Just let them go out there and show the fans, hi, this is what I can do. I should also mention that throughout this show, we had a bunch of women building up the Royal Rumble by going, I shall win, when we also tied it into the SmackDown Women's title, because we saw some snippets from the Out of Character show, whatever it's called, hosted by Ryan Satin, when Charlotte Flair was being interviewed and Sonya Deville interrupted. Now, apparently, this is a big pet peeve for the Queen, because when they went back to SmackDown, she talked to Adam Pearce and said, look, I know she's beating me up a lot, but now she's just annoying me. I want you to give her the championship match. We're doing it next week. So it's a really good thing that we had Deville lose on Raw to Bianca Belair, wasn't it? I'm being a child here, and I'm throwing my toys out the pram, or my hat on the floor. That's right, someone's gonna have to clean that up, and it's going to be me. Point is, I'm giving it a down. I just think Sonya Deville deserves a little more respect. Kevin Owens was then facing Solo Sikoa in the main event, and the finish of this was totally mad, but oh my gosh, the thread that we weave. And I like these two so much, I want them as my children. What's that? What did you say? And we made it very clear here that Roman Reigns isn't around because he's on the Tonight Show over in New York, and obviously the Usos have been kicked out. So there should be mano a mano, although you just knew who was going to show up. Owens and Solo started off by smacking each other as well, and even though Kevin was able to hit a senton, Sikoa kind of brushed that off when they fought to the outside, and you know what happened here. He threw KO into Barry Barricade. So I told you I was getting sick of this, and I told you I was almost at my limit, so now we are doing it. That's right, this is my Justice for Barry sign, and I am going to hold it up anytime I think poor Barry Barricade is in danger of not being treated with respect. Because as the sign says, he is not a weapon. He is there to protect you from the fans. This was then proper wrestling tennis afterwards, because Sikoa missed a splash in the corner, so Kevin Owens hit a DDT. But when he went to the top rope, Solo stopped it. He went for the superplex, so that failed, so instead Kevin hit a frog splash when they were both busting out super kicks. And I did some research on this, and you're not going to believe it, but these are kicks that are super. Sikoa finally got the upper hand when he was able to hit the Samoan drop, so Owens was like, no, I'm going to get you with a cannonball. And when he hit the senton on the top, it actually like Solo Sikoa was going to lose, which never happens. But at the last second, Sami Zayn appeared at ringside and he didn't pull Kevin Owens off, which sounds terrible. I didn't mean like that. But the point is, he pulled Sikoa out of the ring, which means he never touched KO, but he had just saved his friend. But goodness gracious me, that is so good. And Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn did look at each other for a while. And when Solo went to hit the super kick onto Kevin Owens, he hit Sami Zayn, maybe by accident, but maybe not. And then there was chairs and they were trying to throw each other through the table, but eventually Kevin Owens did that to Solo Sikoa, and then he smacked him with the steel and Solo went into the fan. I should also say that Alan the announce table did not break, so Alan would run a mile and not look back, because when Roman Reigns finds out about this, he's gonna cut you with arms. Owens and Sami then kept yelling at each other, with Kevin saying that he's coming for Roman Reigns and Sami at the Raw Rumble. The best part about all of this is there was no end to the match. I think what the ref did was like, oh, for goodness sake, it's the bloodline again. Don't even bother ringing the bell. I'm just going home. This was absolutely excellent, though, and because I am a wrestling nerd, of course I'm going to tune into the Royal Rumble regardless. I'm so pumped for it. But if I needed that extra seed of impetus, this would be the seed. Oh, and I'd eat it, and later I would put it out. I don't know where that came from. The point is, it has got me so damn pumped. So bravo to everyone involved. It is getting it up. As is the show. Let's not even stand on ceremony here, Mr. Wayne. WWE have created a powder keg of goodness going into this premium live event, and I can't wait. Now, please do leave me a comment below and let me know what did you think about last week's episode of SmackDown. Not last week. Last night. You can tell me about last week if you want, but it seems kind of pointless. And don't forget, in case you aren't going to watch AEW Rampage later, although you should, please respect my life. These two shows and the Raw Rumble are the last three, and then come Tuesday for Raw, we're having a little bit of a shake-up here on Ups and Downs.
think it's going to be pretty good.
Also, do like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Check out whatculture.com. Follow us on social media at Simon316 and WhatCultureWWE. And if you really want to get into the Royal Rumble, go check out all our RRR content. Gotta stop calling it RRR, but it's pretty good. My name is Simon for What Culture. Please, for the love of everything, enjoy the Royal Rumble. It comes but once a year. And I think this one is going to be super duper good. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.